Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. The famed Arlington Million may be over, but the exciting racing season is not, with plenty of fun events and exciting racing yet to come. This weekend at Arlington is a first-ever whiskey and spirit tasting. Also coming up over the next couple of months is the always popular Party in the Park After Dark and the second Binney's Wine Tasting event in September. All that, and who knows, maybe you'll get lucky and win a few bucks with edge-of-your-seat excitement on the track. Arlington, running through September 23rd. For tickets and a rundown of events, go to arlingtonpark.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent on there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Baez drives one in the air. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Off the facing of the second deck. Javier Baez. What a blast.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Individual tickets go on sale this Friday at 11 for the defending Central Division champion Chicago Wolves. Through Ticketmaster and at the Allstate Arena box office, visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. Cubs head into tonight on top of the NL Central by a game and a half. They'll play game two of their series against Cincinnati at Wrigley Field. Kyle Schwarber's struggling this last week. He's only hitting .188 in his last 7 days. Manager Joe Maddon visited with Spiegel and Parkins today. He talked about what Schwarber needs to do to get back on track.
The more swings he takes, not going to fix that.
Right.
That's my point. I mean, what he needs to do is to not swing at certain pitches. What he needs to do is try to hit the ball to the middle of the field or to left center. Now, that could be part of that can be physically mechanical, but for the most part, for me, it's mentally mechanical. So calm down, slow your feet down, slow your body down, slow your thoughts down. That's the kind of stuff I believe in.
Kyle Hendricks will face Luis Castillo tonight on the mound for their respective teams. Schwarber not in the starting lineup tonight. Ben Zobra is still sidelined by a stiff neck. Tommy La Stella will play second base. Both catcher Vic Caratini and Albert Elmora Jr. getting in the lineup tonight as well. Pregame with Mark Grody gets underway tonight at 6:30. Coming up tomorrow on Bernstein and Goff, Jake Arrieta at 2 o'clock, Jed Hoyer at 3. The White Sox were off last night. They'll have a tough matchup tonight out west as they visit the Dodgers. Miguel Gonzalez will face Alex Wood. Sox will have their work cut out for them. Wood 14-1 with a 2.37 ERA on the season. First pitch tonight at 9:10. Sox activated Dylan Covey today. The right-hander will replace the recently traded Tyler Clippard on the roster. Eloy Jimenez and Zach Collins promoted to AA Birmingham. The Bears broke training camp in Bourbonnais yesterday. Head coach John Fox says the team is ready to get back to Hallis Hall.
I think there's a bonding that occurs when you go away to camp. You know, one of the values I've seen in it, you know, at least in my career,
You know, as far as they're with each other 24/7, I think it gets them closer. But you know, again, everything's closer. You know, everybody's more used to it. You know, an old movie, Wizard of Oz, said there's no place like home. I think most everybody agrees with that.
Bears play in Arizona for preseason game number 2 on Saturday. And the Bulls schedule's out. They open up October 19th in Toronto. They'll only play on national TV for one game all year. That's on February 9th when Jimmy Butler and the Minnesota Timberwolves come to town. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard in Chicago. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Reds at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades and decades and decades and decades and decades of experience.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
Ryan Pace, in the last month, has done what Bears fans and the local media have been begging this team to do for the last 20 or 25 years. He has gone all in on the quarterback position.
I hear you, man. I'm all in.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Oh, it's time to bring you Hub Arkish. It's as if the winter air is already around us, surrounding us, as if the leaves are on the ground. It's time for us to talk football. We get them today. You get them tomorrow. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. 670thescore.com and watch 670thescore.com. And we get our senior football analyst, our guy that is on the pre- and post-game show right here for on NFL Sundays on 670 The Score. Hub.
He's on Twitter at @Hub_Arkish. He's on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. So, Hub, I was having an otherwise lovely meal with my family and my parents, and we are sitting, and there's the in a little kind of a sports bar kind of thing, and there are these giant televisions. And right before, I think it was the White Sox game started, there above me is Hub.
A giant Hub?
A giant Hub on multiple screens talking about his knees, was it? There was no sound.
It doesn't matter. It was greatness being bestowed upon you.
The magical medicine that fixed your broken body.
You know, it was the stem cell stuff. And I did have stem cell injections in both of my surgical knees and saw some interesting improvements. So I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all or a cure-all, but it definitely worked for me.
And painful,
so,
Hub?
The injections are not at all painful. It's easy to do. It's a 15-minute in-office procedure. But again, what you got to be careful with is, you know, there's a lot of people out there saying it can fix everything. It doesn't fix everything. Right. But my knees have been scoped. One was bone on bone. The other one, I had about 20% of the cartilage left. Oh. And when you have cartilage remaining, they've had some real success with the stem cells regenerating new healthy tissue. So I got some relief from it.
I'm Hub Arkish for stem cell treatments.
Well, people thought I was weird because I just said, it's Hub! Like,
yeah, that may look weird.
Right, big deal. I don't know. I just thought he
is a big damn
there
deal.
There he was. All right, well.
Brings football to us.
On a day when I'm having trouble, frankly, trying to think about football.
Stay focused,
I'm trying to think about football, and the Bears are getting ready for another exhibition game. And what do you think, in all honesty, the way you know the principles involved here, do they want Mitch Trubisky to make it impossible for them to not give him the job, or do they want Trubisky maybe to cool off a little bit because they would prefer to go with Glennon?
Well, I don't think they want him to cool off. I mean, everything good you see validates everything they've done, but the plan is clearly to go with Glennon. They're very comfortable with that. I think they honestly believe, based on the history of the league, that the better chance for long-range success for Trubisky is not to throw him to the Sharks on day one. And so I think they want their initial plan to work, but I don't think anybody expected him to look as good as he did against Denver because, guys, I've been in Bourbon. I've seen every practice but two. He has not looked like that in Bourbonnais once. I mean, he's had a couple moments where he'll make some really nice throws. He's had other times where he's struggled. I mean, his one really great day through 19 days of preseason so far was that second half, that two-minute drill at the end of the first net, second half Thursday night. So I think they were thrilled to see it. I think they'd love to see more of it. But their first desire is definitely to give Glennon the chance, let him be the starter this year, let Trubisky go slowly, let him learn. And there's still a lot to learn, guys. Even in that game, if you go back and watch the tape, you'll see all kinds of mistakes. But what you'll also see is that you see the athleticism, you see the arm talent. I understand now why they did what they did. Now we've seen it on the NFL field.
Other things that you liked and didn't like about preseason game one and everything about training camp so far?
Well, the preseason game, the first 7 minutes was about as embarrassing as anything I've ever seen, and you know, in all facets. And then they settled down a little bit. The defense didn't play badly the rest of the night. I can't put much in a first preseason game. Mm-hmm. And my Lord, guys, Caleb Haney had a great first preseason game. So did Henry Burris. You know, it happens. I don't think Trubisky's those guys. I do think he's got some real arm talent. But as far as the rest of the ball club, I continue to be encouraged with what I'm seeing in the front seven on defense. I'm probably more concerned now about the wide receivers than I was going into camp.
Yeah.
I'm a little more concerned about the offensive line than I was going into camp. The secondary, I think, is improved. I don't think it's great. I was literally standing 10 feet from Prince Amukamara when he went down yesterday. He got tied up with, I'm trying to remember which receiver it was. He stayed on the ground for a while. You could tell he was, you know, uncomfortable, trying to stretch a little bit. He got up, walked away without a limp, and we don't know any more about that. I mean, he may not even be on the injury list. He may have an injury. I'm not sure. But he's been their best defensive back so far. So you got to hope that nothing really bad happened on that play. And listen, running back is a strength of this football team. I mean, this kid Cone, he looks to be, it's early, but he looks to be the real deal. And what intrigues me about him is if you were watching every day in Bourbonnais, from the day we got here, they've designed things in this offense to go around him. They've already made up their mind. You know, he's the change of pace guy. He's number three. I think they're probably a little disappointed that Jeremy Langford hasn't practiced yet, but that just makes him that much better because Kadeem Carey, who you guys know, I've never
been
a fan.
Yeah, he's been running the football.
He won't leave.
No, I mean, I've never been a fan, but what's really interesting about him is that he was excellent Thursday night on special teams, which is the reason he couldn't get on the field his rookie year because he didn't play special teams. And even Benny Cunningham. So they appear to have a lot of options at running back. That's going to be one of the most interesting cutdowns come the final cut day.
Wide receivers are going to be a problem because I just don't see enough of a threat at that position to make any defensive coordinator say, "Oh boy, we got our work to do this week," because I don't know where you're rolling your coverage, what you have to worry about. You can pretty much just play straight up until proven otherwise.
You know, it's all about the games, and there's three more to play, and then it'll be a couple into the regular season. I'm not writing anybody off yet. But Kevin White has not had a good camp. You know, there's really no other way to sell it. I mean, there are too many balls, contested balls, that he doesn't catch. He has not really shown the ability to shed coverage, so to speak. He hasn't been awful, but he hasn't been special. And you know, Cam Meredith has been a little inconsistent. And the thing about Meredith is I think he can be a really good number two, but he's definitely not a number one. And so if he doesn't have a threat across from him, you got a problem. Now, I do think Victor Cruz has plenty left. I think he's going to be a pleasant surprise in the slot. It's not just a couple preseason plays. But this is a guy, people forget, his first 3 years in the league, he had 3,400 yards and 23 touchdowns. As an undrafted rookie free agent, he had 1,500 yards. I mean, this kid was a special talent until the injuries started coming. Now he is 30, but he hasn't had a lot of wear and tear the last 3 years, and so I think there's something left there. And then the rest of them, you know, Bellamy's going to make the team because of special teams, not because he's a receiver. You can't get carried away with these undrafted rookie free agents, but really the best receiver in camp so far has been Tanner Gentry.
Yes! You're doing it,
my
Hub.
Well,
yes,
no, Hub. Guys, I'm just telling you what I've watched every day. I mean, this kid, he catches every ball. He has the ability to get open. He doesn't have great speed, but he's open down the field. I talked to him at length on Monday, and he was talking about how his dad, who was a wide receiver in college from the day he could walk and start playing the game, worked with him on contested balls. He said, when the ball's in the air, it's my fault. football. And if you've watched him in practice, now, I don't know if he's fast or elusive enough to be a two or a three in the NFL. He's definitely not a one. I don't know that he's going to make the team. I mean, he may end up on the practice squad, but I saw every practice but two. In 19 days in Bourbonnais, he was the most consistent wide receiver on the field. He made the most plays, you know, so we'll see what happens with him.
You know, I saw Leonard Floyd get three pressures. I saw him get a sack. I saw what he did with his hands on that first go-round with Menelik Watson. But then I think about the other guys in that rotation. And Will Young isn't getting any younger, no pun intended. And Street Clothes P is on a pitch count. Pernell McPhee, I don't know what you're going to get out of him. The outside linebacker position, Leonard Floyd's progression, and what else is around him?
Yeah, let's back up to the beginning. I don't want to bury the lead on this one. Leonard Floyd is probably the most improved player in camp. He's looked really good, and this is another guy who I kind of had my concerns about. Mm-hmm. Not that he wasn't going to be a salvageable or workable NFL player, but as the number 9 overall pick, I just didn't know if he could get big enough and strong enough. Now, I know they're selling that he's much bigger. He's not. He may have added 5-8 pounds. It is muscle if he's added it. He still looks undersized. But, man, he is quick. The first step is like lightning, and he's got moves. He's learned how to use his hands. He's playing with leverage, and I think that this kid's going to be a double-digit sack guy. I would not be surprised to see him make the leap in year two that Vic Beasley Jr. made last year for Atlanta. I think
tall timber.
That's the comp. I mean,
Beasley was terrible his first year.
He was worse than Floyd. Floyd had a much better rookie year. And you look at the body types, Leonard's a little bit bigger, but other than that, they're very similar. I think that Beasley's a little stronger. Mm-hmm. I was watching him yesterday. As a matter of fact, he came over. I happened to be standing near the extra cycle, the bike, and he came over, was literally sitting next to me, and his arms, he's not an impressive physical specimen, but he is a really impressive athlete. So I think you got a special pass rusher there. I think you can forget about Pernell McPhee, and I hate to say that, but at some point you got to say the knees don't work, So even if he gets on the field, it's going to be situational. The key here is going to be Willie Young, and if Lamar Houston comes back and makes the team. Nobody thought Lamar Houston would still be here, and he's still rehabbing those knees.
He's the Kadeem Carey of the defense.
He's still here, and I'll tell you what, guys, but he's a professional pass rusher when he's right, and so if he can get back and make it between him and Willie Young on one side and then Floyd on the other side, anything that you get at that point out of McPhee is a bonus. So it's not as good without McPhee, but I think they may still be okay there. I don't think Young has lost anything. He's one of these guys who's always been very good. He's not great.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We've got some more questions for you because
around the league.
You mentioned the second, and I want to get back to the secondary with the Bears as well, but yes, we will cover the rest of the NFL. Hub Arkish is with us. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show.
And this segment's brought to you by Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's slices their all-natural meats and fresh veggies in-house every day. They bake their bread fresh right where you can see it every single day since 1983. That's Jimmy Fresh. More with Hub straight ahead on the Score.
Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio talks with the Mully and Hanley Show tomorrow morning at 8.
Jake's throwing the ball pretty good. There's inconsistencies for every major league player. There's ups and downs. That's the rigors of the season.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Cubs. Brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Introducing the new Genesis G80 at rosengenesis.com.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. Get your fourth order free. To the surprise of no one, Miami Marlins slugger Giancarlo Stanton cleared waivers and can now be traded to any team in the league in need of the hottest hitter in baseball. Let's just hope that you have an extra $295 million laying around. Stanton has almost $30 million due to him over the next decade and a full no-trade clause. However, there are a couple of contending teams for which it makes some sense. The team that makes the most sense is the Houston Astros, who are blowing away the competition in the West. They have to know that holding an 11.5 game division lead isn't a foreshadow for postseason success, and players have expressed frustration with their lack of moves. My problem here is that they need pitching, not 50 home runs a year. I actually think the Marlins just might be out of luck. Who would have thought that a 27-year-old superstar could get stuck because of that? I'm Tiki Barber.
The big event is here at Canals Auto Park. 2 days only this Friday and Saturday. Look, shop, buy or lease your favorite BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Mini, Hyundai, and Sprinter. Thousands of the newest vehicles, each one featuring the absolute lowest price ever offered by Canals. The big event is here at Canals Auto Park. BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Mini, Hyundai, and Sprinter. Coupes, sedans, convertibles, SUVs, and vans exceptionally priced and ready for on-the-spot delivery. No haggling, no negotiation. All vehicles clearly marked for immediate sale. Bring your trade-in, bring your title, and get ready to drive home your new car at a price you'll only find at the big event. This Friday and Saturday only. Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. 847-234-2800. Canals.com.
Been a better time to buy a quality used car at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Start with available 1.9% financing, then add Sunrise Chevy's huge selection of vehicles to fit any budget. Cars, trucks, SUVs, you name it, they've got it. That includes the area's best inventory of used cars for under 10 grand. You got a credit problem? Sunrise Chevy has financing for everyone. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Are you at least 62 and looking to purchase a home? Hub, don't answer that. Then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Pearl Mortgage, about securing a reverse mortgage loan. David's been talking about reverse mortgages for years, but listeners are still skeptical. So David would like to introduce Jack Guttentag, a professor of finance emeritus at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. According to Professor Guttentag, quote, purchasing a home with a reverse mortgage has the great advantage that it doesn't impose a monthly payment burden on the borrower, end quote. Let's review. David and Professor Guttentag both agree financing a home with a reverse mortgage is excellent for home buyers at least 62 years old. If you're securing a mortgage, you should work with the best. And the best in the mortgage business, especially with reverse mortgages, is Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. The only call you need to make when securing a mortgage is to David, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 191.
This season, hit a home run at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. Discover the future of cleaning with the LG Sidekick. For small loads that are a big deal, the Sidekick can handle it all. Paired up with a full-size LG washer, you can tackle two loads at once. Check out the LG Sidekick plus all of LG laundry and kitchen appliances at your nearest Grand Appliance location. Grand Appliance and TV. You make it home, we make it grand.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Things Beer Sports. Do you think you know fantasy football? If you do, then The Score and Great Clips want you. Come out to Cork and Carry on Southwestern Avenue in Chicago from 6 to 8 p.m. Friday to audition for your chance to be the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert and join The Score's fantasy show for 1 hour each Sunday. Brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus doesn't get any better than this.
Talking football with Hub. If you are new to the Bernstein and Goff show, to the Scores afternoon show, Tuesdays, Hub at 5 is ours. Wednesdays, Hub at 5 is yours. And it's your phone calls on the Bears and the NFL. That's what we do during football season. I know, Jason, you got a Bears question.
Secondary, and then we get to the rest of the NFL here. Hub, at what point are the DeAndres and the Deons going to push Adrian or Quentin? Because somebody's got to make a play on the backside of that defense. If Prince and Marcus Cooper are going to hold their end of the bargain down, barring this injury not being too serious, what are the safeties going to come with this year?
Boy, it's a great question, Jason. Again, you know, there have been some things that have really looked and felt good in Bourbonnais, and then there's other things that we just haven't seen much. And I mean, Quentin Demps is a quality journeyman type veteran, you know, who's been around the NFL with several teams. He did have 5 picks last year in Houston, made a difference. He seems to have a nose for the ball. But he hasn't stood out one way or the other in practice so far. He's made a couple plays. He's missed a couple plays. The kids, DeAndre Hall, looks much more comfortable at safety than he did at cornerback. Deion Bush just hasn't really shown up much so far in camp. And Eddie Jackson, you know, he's intriguing, but they're going really slowly with him because he's still coming back from the broken leg last year at Bama. So there's more that we need to see from the safeties. Adrian Amos he's Adrian Amos. He's out there.
Yeah, he'll start for you.
Yeah, you know he's number 38, you know, and he probably won't get beat deep in the two deep. But other than that, I'm not sure he's going to do much. I'll tell you, you know, it's funny. You talk about guys getting bigger. He looks bigger and stronger to me this year. And this is where, guys, you got to play these games. And you really got to build towards that third preseason game. And I'm not trying to cop out on anybody, but until we've seen the starters go for a half or three quarters against the other starters and we have some idea of what real football looks like, it's a little hard to know.
All right. NFL stuff.
What do you know about the latest twist and turn in Ezekiel Elliott's appeal? There, he's claiming he may have some exculpatory evidence, and then we find out, wait, they've already seen the text messages he's talking about. He's going pretty hard for a guy on whom the NFL really claims to have done their due diligence.
Well, I think you just nailed it, Dan. I mean, this was 13 months, you know, and this is if you read the initial statement, if you look at the experts they brought in to review the evidence, if he had any kind of exculpatory evidence, what was he holding it for? I mean, you know, what were they doing? They wanted to have an ace in the hole in case he got suspended for 6 weeks. The bottom line appears to be that there is enough evidence that there was some inappropriate behavior, and the NFL is not going to have any of it. You know, people have to understand that he wasn't charged. He wasn't arrested in Florida, and he wasn't charged in Columbus because there wasn't enough evidence to get a conviction in court. That is very different from the officials saying we don't think that there was any signs here of abuse. And the NFL has enough people that say that there were signs of abuse. And I just don't see. I think he could get it knocked down to 4 or 5 games because that's what they do. But the idea that he's got more evidence that's going to make it go away, there's no chance of that. What were they waiting for with it?
All right. So now's the time where I find out Hub's sexy
you know, dark horse pick. And it's been the Chiefs a couple of years, and the Chiefs have been damn.
Horse be sexy?
Well, horses
I know
are
it's been a rough day
sexy.
For all of us.
Me? You ever see when those things are ready to do what they got to do? I mean, come on now. No, seriously, the Oakland Raiders, everyone loves them. I love them. I love their quarterback. I love the fact that they have a closer on defense in Khalil Mack who just makes every play. Are the Oakland Raiders that sexy team? I need that team for you in the AFC and the NFC right now.
Yeah, I think the Raiders are a year away. I think they'll probably be a playoff team again, but I think a lot went right for them last year. There were some things that they had to fix. We'll see what Marshawn Lynch has got left in the bank. No, I don't see. First of all, the Patriots are going to win it. They're the best team. And so,
there
I mean,
it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd like
to the NBA.
Yeah, I'd like to tell you something else, but I mean,
no, I got you.
They're the defending champs, and they have the best offseason of anybody. If somebody's going to beat them, it's Pittsburgh, who may have one of the best offenses we've ever seen, but we don't know about defense, the defense. But
yeah.
When I look for that team in the AFC, I think the Tennessee Titans are really doing this right, but even that's not that big a shock because most people at this point are picking them now that Andrew Luck, we don't know when he's coming back. The Jacksonville Jaguars are as talented as any team I've seen in a while, at least prospect-wise.
For a long time.
A lot of athletes, a lot of kids who I do think can play. I think Fournette's going to be the real deal. Jalen Ramsey is definitely the real deal. We don't know about Miles Jack, but Dante Fowler Jr. is going to come on. And they add a Calais Campbell, who's the best five technique in football. They draft Cam Robinson. There's a lot of talent there.
So we're talking about 9-10 games for them?
If there's a shocker, if there's a worst to first, and I wrote on this the other day, there's been one in two of the last 19 years, a team that's gone from worst to first. Many years, there's been two of them. If there is one in the AFC, I think it's got to be Jacksonville because it's – although San Diego may be okay, but there's too much going on there.
There's no team in San Diego, Hub.
Well, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, the Chargers. Thank you. That's going to take me half the season for sure.
Yeah,
so Jacksonville and Tennessee are teams I would watch very closely.
Okay.
If you look on the other side in the NFC, you know, the Saints, they're not really a last-place team. But you know, that's the team you got to keep an eye on because San Francisco is certainly not going anywhere. Philadelphia will be improved. I think the Bears will be improved. But it's kind of too easy. But you look at the Saints, they did some interesting stuff. They're going to be a different offense, apparently. They're gonna do it around the ground game.
Well, somebody tell Ryan Pace because he's still trying to resurrect whatever the offense used to be here.
Well, I think Drew Brees will still throw for 4,500 to 5,000 yards. But they've gotten in, and we don't know what AP's got left in the tank.
They've been drafting defensive players over and over and over again. And it seems like they can't get the right mix.
Yeah, but I like a couple of the free agents they brought in. A.J. Klein's one of the best-kept secrets in football. I mean, he was constantly doing things in Carolina, and he's over there now. So I'd keep an eye on the Saints. That division is loaded. I think the Falcons are improved as well. I love the young kids on that defense.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be really good. I just don't know how much they're going to miss Kyle Shanahan on offense. I think the Panthers are going to be back and be competitive. I don't think Tampa's got the defense. That offense may be explosive, but I'm not sure what they're going to do on defense. So probably, you know, the Saints in the NFC, which isn't sexy or exciting, but they may be the most improved team. And watch the Titans. Mariota.
He's a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
Jace, I was just going to say the same thing. To me, Winston was an easy choice over Mariota. I thought they both had a chance to be good. Right now, I see a much higher ceiling for Mariota than I do for Winston.
Hub, we will talk tomorrow. You will belong to the caller.
All right, guys. Have a great
night. Frank in Oak Park is getting his question ready right now.
I was a little hurt, by the way, that Frank spent all that time with you guys yesterday. You didn't call me. Yeah. And by
he
the
cheated
way,
on you.
Back off Alex Smith, okay? Alex Smith.
There it is. Look
at the numbers. Alex Smith in the playoffs has thrown 12 touchdowns and two picks. His rating is in the high 90s. Yeah. He's not the reason. I did that 2013 game in Indianapolis. He had nothing. He threw for 377 yards and four touchdowns. Alex Smith is not the reason the Chiefs have failed in the playoffs.
This is why I love you, Hub. Because we can disagree strongly on Alex Smith.
We'll
and
talk
still
tomorrow.
All right, guys, take care.
There goes Hub.
I'm riding off in his Kansas City Chiefs mobile.
We've got It's On after an update.
Scoreboard update.
5:31 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Individual tickets go on sale this Friday at 11 for the defending Central Division champion Chicago Wolves through Ticketmaster and at the Allstate Arena box office. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. Cubs looking to take two in a row from Cincinnati after a 15-5 beatdown of the Reds last night. That win allowed the Cubs to pick up half a game on idle St. Louis and Milwaukee. Joe Maddon visited with Spiegelman Parkins today. He talked about the status of Addison Russell, who's been on the DL since August 3rd with a foot injury.
Talked to him yesterday in the food room, and he said he felt better. He was describing all the different agility drills that he had been doing yesterday, and which was a lot better than before we had left. So there's definitely progress. I just don't know the exact finish line on it.
The Cubs say Russell is not expected back during this homestand. Ben Zobrist still sidelined by a stiff neck. He was not in the starting lineup tonight. Tommy La Stella gets another start at second base. Catcher Vic Caratini and Albert Elmora Jr. getting starts tonight as well. Kyle Hendricks on the mound in this one. He'll face off with Luis Castillo. Pre-game with Mark Gordy gets underway tonight at 6:30. Tomorrow, by the way, on Bernstein and Goff, Jake Arrieta coming up at 2 o'clock, Jed Hoyer at 3. As for the White Sox, they're out in L.A. tonight to take on the Dodgers. Miguel Gonzalez facing off with Alex Wood. Wood is 3-5 with a 2.60 ERA in 10 interleague starts. First pitch tonight at 9:10. Sox also activated Dylan Covey today. Both Eloy Jimenez and Zach Collins promoted to AA Birmingham. And the Bears bid farewell to Bourbonnais until next year. Yesterday, they broke training camp and will practice at Hallis Hall going forward. Quarterback Prince Amukamara suffered an undisclosed injury yesterday. Still no details on that. Bears play in Arizona for preseason game number 2 on Saturday night. Join WXRT for the 93XRT and Supreme Lobsters Rockin' Lobster Bash on Wednesday, August 30th. Lobster, great beer, and cocktails, a marriage made in heaven of our minds. For full chef lineup and tickets, visit 93XRT.com/lobsterbash. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Reds at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
Hi, I'm Greg Webb. During the Packy Webb Ford Summer Sale, get huge Packy Webb discounts plus $4,000 in bonus cash on select models. Find us at Ogden and Finley and Downers Grove or at .com.
All right. We already know what we're watching tonight on It's On. By the way, this is the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Well, we're going to watch Chris Bryant make sweet, sweet love to the Cincinnati Reds as he has been over the last couple of years of his career.
And Hard Knocks.
And Hard Knocks is on tonight as
Hard
well.
Hard Knocks is on tonight. And if you have never been introduced to Meeko Grimes...
Oh, dude, when I saw at the end of the first episode, I was like, oh, yeah, they got Meeko.
Yeah,
Nicole's like, why'd you just do that?
My first thought, when Jason goes, oh, yeah, bro, they got Brent Grimes.
Bro.
And I said, that means, I said, you better get ready because you are going to meet Mrs. Grimes.
The mouth of the South, the lady that has gotten her man kicked off of two NFL teams for calling out the quarterback and the GM and all the media.
I didn't know anything about how it was going to end because I said at the beginning, because he and I just sort of settled in to watch the show, and I said, we're probably going to get it. They don't do this without giving us Meeko Grimes.
Dude,
and then at the end of the show, it's like, now we're going to meet the women. I'm like, yes, this is what I'm talking about.
I forgot about Meeko Grimes, and Nicole was like, she's pretty, but you know, you're making. I'm like, no, this is not about how beautiful she is.
She is pretty.
This is about Meeko Grimes. And by the way, I know people who grew up with Meeko Grimes, and they tell me that she has been Meeko Grimes for all of her
life.
This
is not like a real Housewives of the NFL.
This has been Meeko Grimes since age 7. If you want Meeko Grimes' truth, you will get it. She will call you the F word. Wasn't it Armando Salguero that she called, like, you know, she did the Kwame Brown. Like, she went after him on that level. Yeah. So Meeko Grimes on Hard Knocks. And something that I watched last year that is returning this season, and while I watched it, I was very, very uncomfortable, but I couldn't stop watching it. It's on A&E.
It's American Gods?
No. Oh, dude, American Gods took me to places that I never thought I'd go.
Yeah, you came in like just rattled.
I was broken by that show, man. Just absolutely broken. But Leah Remini on A&E, Scientology and the Aftermath. I didn't know much about the religion, and of course, this is from her point of view.
It's harrowing, isn't it?
Dude, the things that these people are forced to do and cut off in their, you know, with their families. And so, yeah, I watched that we watched it actually in a couple of hospital visits over at Northwestern while Nicole was having complications with Jay. So I got into it in the hospital, like when you're trying to get your mind off of everything. Man, it is coming back tonight. I will be DVRing it, if not watching it tonight, watching it tomorrow, if I'm not tired. But it is, it's some very weird and chilling television. What do you guys got on the other side of the glass, Shep?
Well, besides Cubs Reds tonight, the Sox are playing like the best team baseball has seen in 60 years. So when the Dodgers are on, mm-hmm. you have a little local tie-in with the White Sox. Mm-hmm. Worth watching. You know, Alex Wood pitching. He's been pitching his butt off this year, and his shoulder could explode at any second, so that's always worth paying attention to
and
as well.
Tony Gill's, you know, maiden voyage on It's On. Tony, what will you be watching this evening?
I have been binging Game of Thrones, and I am almost caught up. I'm like midway through season 6, so...
how long have you been doing this?
For about a week.
You got 6 seasons in a week?
Yeah.
Did you not talk to anyone in your family after work?
Before I go to sleep, on the way to work, on the way back from work, that's how I caught up. Yeah, I don't like being left out of stuff. So
there it is. All right.
I will be watching Game of Thrones.
All right, there it is.
There you have it. While we're talking about television, a little bit of news here. This is from ProFootballTalk.com. ESPN's recent effort to take full advantage of the fantasy football phenomenon included a staged player auction segment that looked a little too much like a slave auction. ESPN has now apologized for the segment. Here's their official statement. Auction drafts are a common part of fantasy football, and ESPN segments replicated an auction draft with a diverse slate of top professional football players. Without that context, we understand the optics could be portrayed as offensive, and we apologize.
Auction drafts are fun.
Just a little bit. We talked about this earlier.
I thought the shackles was a little much.
Stop it. That did not happen. That's fake news. The fact that this happened, and I was going to tweet about it because I was like, what the F? And then I was like, I got one of these on the 27th, so I can't really go as hard as I would probably go. But they had the sticks with people's faces on them, like, we're auctioning off Odell Beckham Jr. now. Which one of you fine... not very diverse crowd like to bid on Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah, it was a tough look, and we talked about it during the break. And I looked at Tony and I looked at Chep and I go, this is why, this is why your hiring processes should be a little bit more diverse, so that
somebody in the room might just want to say, no.
Yeah, everybody, put your hands up. Cheryl, why do you have your hand down? I have my hand down because I'm black, and this looks like a slave auction.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. We'll take that under advisement.
Yes, and Cheryl will be noted when we have
put
to
it in your
retraction.
Folder.
Exactly.
Yes, this segment has been brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. We will say good evening to Lawrence Holmes next on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
And a lot of people I know have been trying Blue Apron and having these fabulous meals delivered, and they're cooking in ways they maybe never thought they could, and they never realized that some of the stuff that sounds so fancy, or techniques that sound fancy, or ingredients that sound fancy, really aren't. Once you get used to them and you taste them and you realize that Blue Apron kind of walks you through all these fabulous meals. At less than $10 per person per meal, by the way. But I always get that from people like, I don't know, Bernstein, I don't eat that kind of stuff. Well, look,
I don't know.
Hey, here's an example of something that is the furthest thing from intimidating, but turns out to be a delicious meal, maybe in a way you haven't made it before. How about this? Seared steaks in a pan sauce with mashed potatoes and green beans. Oh, is that too highfalutin for you? The aromatic flavors of thyme and garlic are the key. And if you've never done a skillet steak in a pan sauce, it's super easy. And you have garlic that's sort of left whole. You got whole garlic in there. And then it's served with green beans that are topped with crispy fried shallots. And then even more garlic goes into the mashed potatoes. And it's that pan sauce, that herby, garlicky pan sauce that you just drizzle over the sliced medium rare steaks. That's wonderful. Did I mention it's less than $10 per person per meal? And all the meats come from responsibly raised animals. The produce is sourced locally from farms that practice regenerative farming, so you can feel good about that. There's all kinds of variety and flexibility and ease. And most importantly, you can check out this week's menu while getting your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Dan. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. blueapron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook.
When you look into their eyes, you see a fighting spirit burning within that will never stop, that will never give in. There will always be battles to fight. To win them, there will always be Marines. Join the fight at marines.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent down there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Horoscope. Libra, this is not the time to procrastinate. Something may come up later in the week that needs your attention. Scorpio, misunderstandings are easy to come by this week. Carefully choose your words. Sagittarius, an old problem presents itself in your new life. Capricorn, this is a great week to plan a vacation. Some heat and adventure can do you well. Aquarius, make yourself as clear as you can and that special someone will notice. And Pisces, make yourself indispensable at work. You need to stockpile those bonus points. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
This week in 1959, the AFL organized. In 1920, a baseball player was hit by a pitch, dying the next day. The only Major League fatality. This week in 1933, Lou Gehrig played his record 1,308 consecutive games. This week in 1938, Lou Gehrig hit a record 23rd and last Grand Slam. Nolan Ryan struck out his 5,000th batter this week in 1989. George Steinbrenner stepped down as the New York Yankees owner this week in 1990. And more coming up soon, right here.
It's for you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Like, I'd like to imagine if he did any of these things, what would happen? Like, he was already a Kenyan and a Muslim and the leader of ISIS. Can you imagine
Jeremiah Wright?
You're right. Oh, dude, can you imagine if the black Israelites are just running around downtown Chicago beating the hell out of
killing
Metro
people.
Riders? Yeah, exactly. One white dude died, or one white lady died.
Like, hey, he's my boy.
What are you gonna do? The black Israelites, they got nice beards and stuff. They look like, you know, the black hole. They look like Raiders fans. Come on. They're
as
harmless.
I said yesterday, two police officers died.
Yeah, man.
Two. And we're acting like, no, like, fine.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
What happened to the people with the blue line Correct. Through the flag? Those guys?
I didn't see your boy with the made up lapels on his uniform.
Damn.
That dude. I tell you who's tap dancing like Daffy Duck, though. Hugh Jackson.
Oh my God. I did not get to him today because I was going to make this a sucker free show.
Sorry.
Oh my God. You talk about. I thought Jermichael Finley got the Snowball Steven from Django Award yesterday. Oh my, Hugh Jackson is out here doing the old Huckenbuck for anybody that wants to watch. And shout out to a guy that I never realized I would ever give a shout out to because his work never really, I was never like, oh, I gotta watch him. But Shannon Sharpe.
He's been incredible.
For the last couple of months has been a very, very necessary and sane voice in all of this because he's one of the ones that played.
You're saying and sane, not insane.
Yeah, and sane.
You know what's funny to me?
Like necessary every, and sane. Sometimes every time you can be crazy and necessary.
I watch LeVar one of those Ball. Clips right. from the show. I want you to, the next time you see a clip from Undisputed, and I know that some people will just go right past it and looking at the ratings, it's clear. I think they do a 0.0 in the city. But
just follow Richard Deitch for all of the updates.
Crushes him every time.
Yep. Like, it's becoming personal.
It's been personal a long time.
Bubble guppies and everything else.
But great. I just want you to watch it through this lens. The reaction from Skip, it is exactly the character Jack Rose, who's supposed to be Jim Rome in Any Given Sunday. Mm. I'm telling you, it is the exact same performance. Just watch it through that lens. But wait, since it's sucker free Tuesday.
I felt like it was going to be a sucker free day today.
I wanted to share something with you guys because I was listening to your conversation about Les and the robot umpires. And yes, someone should have probably told him it's like Quest Tech and that sort of thing. But you know what it made me think of? Jason, I know this is probably not your thing. Dan, you may have seen this, though. It made me think of this skit from Saturday Night Live.
And Diane's husband passed away. The insurance company said his policy didn't cover them.
They had no money to pay for the funeral. It's so hard nowadays. With all the gangs and rap music.
What about robots?
Oh, they're everywhere.
I don't even know why the scientists make them.
Darren and I have a policy with Old Glory Insurance that covers us in case we're attacked by robots.
An insurance policy with a robot plan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly I'm too old.
Old Glory covers anyone over the age of 50 against robot attack, regardless of current health.
I'm Sam Waterston of the popular TV series Law and Order. As a senior citizen, you're probably aware of the threat robots pose. Robots are everywhere, and they eat old people's medicine for fuel. Well, now there's a company that offers coverage against the unfortunate event of a robot attack, Old Glory Insurance. Old Glory will cover you with no health checkup or age consideration. You need to feel safe. And that's harder and harder to do nowadays because robots may strike at any time. And when they grab you with those metal claws, you can't break free because they're made of metal and robots are strong. Now, for only $4 a month, you can achieve peace of mind in a world full of crime and robots with Old Glory Insurance.
Robots! They're coming! Robots!
Oh, it's a friendly robot. This time.
So don't cower under your Afghan any longer.
Oh my God.
Make a choice. Old Glory Insurance. For when the metal ones decide to come for you. And they will.
So I just thought I would share that because it's like, that's as you guys were talking about
Sam Waterston.
That's my guy.
Could not have delivered that more brilliantly.
It's perfect. And why he was on like the first three or four years of Family Guy where he was doing
another shout out to his daughter in Inherent Vice. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was really good in that HBO show that's slipping my mind right now. The Newsroom. He was terrific.
You didn't see
in that
Inherent
show.
Vice?
No. Yeah.
It's about
good times.
It's about 10 minutes of completely naked.
And he's really good on the show with Jane Fonda and Frankie and what was it called? It's so good. Anyway, Jason, I know I'm like totally like stream of consciousness right now.
Yeah.
When you were talking about iRobot.
You enjoyed iRobot?
Yes.
What?
It is, yes.
It's good.
Oh, no, it's
thank
not.
You. It's
no,
solid.
It's not.
But I thought that you would enjoy it because of. Shut up, Tony. I thought you would enjoy it because of who the co-star was.
Who was the co-star again?
The most famous baby mama.
Oh, yeah, she was. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, you know, we never talk about that
because
it's Tom Brady.
Yeah,
but.
Of course, the most famous baby daddy in all of sports history. But nah, man, I did not enjoy the movie. I did not enjoy it.
I mean,
the special effects were cool, but I did not. I Am Legend.
Great.
Was better than iRobot.
I mean, I don't think that's easy. Yeah.
That's
all right. That's a very easy.
He hadn't seen it, so I had to throw something at his head.
But the classic material that it worked for,
yeah,
you know, and it had the whole Chicago thing, which was kind of cool. And Shy McBride's in it is the angry ass lieutenant.
Course. Yeah, you have to have an angry black lieutenant in every cop movie. In every one.
Well, ever since like 48 Hours, it became
Beverly
a
Hills Cop.
Down.
Axel.
Yeah, that's right.
Axel, wasn't your ass out of here.
Wasn't
Axel.
He a real like cop from Detroit?
You could smell the Newports through the screen.
You're no doubt, like, no doubt
you
about
smell
that.
Smell the press and curl. You could smell the Newports. You could smell
the hot pit.
Right. You can All right, Lawrence is going to do his thing. We got some thank yous before we get out of here.
We would like to thank Matt Miller and Hub Arkish for joining us today. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
Odell Beckham Jr., who I have $15. $15, then we get a $15, $16, $17, then we get a $15, now $19, going to be $20.
Sorry.
Like Cheryl's got to stand up in the meeting.
We're
say,
sorry.
Hey, guys.
The EP, Nick Shepkowski.
Coach Jason Garrett says he's dealing with back stiffness, and they're being careful with him. If you'll remember, last year he was dealing with a bulging disc issue, rather.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have to deal with that issue long.
There's ways to deal with it.
Yeah.
Right?
You know?
Oh! It's happened to everyone who has tried to say that combination of words.
My favorite is wild.
Stop!
Card hunt.
Chase.
Chase.
No. Chase.
That's for suckers. You gotta say wild card hunt. And make sure the chase is nowhere around.
Or when the closer doesn't get the job done at the end of a game.
Well, Texas leads the American League.
Well, we're back to the ESPN bit again.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's right, a different thing. I don't know how you like one of these. Anthony Gill.
I am Sinister.
Oh, yeah, God. You are. You will always be Sinister.
Burnsy's scary 80s video games made a trip to our show today. If you want to go back and listen to the podcast, feel free to do so.
Well, it was scary then. It doesn't sound that scary now because the sound quality is bad. But if the sound quality were better off the Sinister soundboard, you would be cowering knowing that he lives.
Shut up. Tomorrow.
And you're out of Cinnabombs.
Don't play this foolishness for him. Tomorrow, Jake Arrieta at 2, Jed Hoyer at 3 o'clock, Hub with your calls at 5 for Tim Bernstein and Brian Gertsch and
day over.
Nick Shepkowski.
Let's get out of the next fresh hell.
Tony Gill and apparently all the communists like me, Jason Goff. We thank you for listening to 670 The Score. Lawrence Holmes is up next. Cubs, Reds, baseball right here. Take care of each other out there, please. As I say after every show, but especially today, take care of each other out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Lawrence up next.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs 3 times a week on The Score.
It'll be very fascinating to see what the market will be for Jake in the offseason, and we'll see how the postseason run, if the Cubs make it, will go for him. I expect him to cash in for sure.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
The big event is here at Canals Auto Park. 2 days only this Friday and Saturday. Look, shop, buy, or lease your favorite BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Mini, Hyundai, and Sprinter. Thousands of the newest vehicles, each one featuring the absolute lowest price ever offered by Canals. The big event is here at Canals Auto Park. BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Mini, Hyundai, and Sprinter. Coupes, sedans, convertibles, SUVs, and vans, exceptionally priced and ready for on-the-spot delivery. No haggling, no negotiation. All vehicles clearly marked for immediate sale. Bring your trade-in, bring your title, and get ready to drive home your new car at a price you'll only find at the Big Event. This Friday and Saturday only. Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. 847-234-2800. Canals.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Monday.
That thing you said could happen is happening.
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them. They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday.
Let's take our marks.
Your summer crush is here.
This is Candy Crush.
We built the biggest game show arena.
This is mind-blowing.
To make the most popular mobile game of all time come to life.
Sweet.
Contestants will scale giant boards.
You afraid of heights?
Have you been up here?
To match candies and win.
Swipe smart.
Mario Lopez hosts.
We are gonna crush it.
Candy Crush.